It's on to the knockout stage for the Men's Soccer World Cup tournament in Russia. 16 teams remain. Tomorrow, France faces off against Argentina, both former champions. 20 years ago, France defeated Brazil, and it was seen as a defining moment for the country, not just for sports. For many, it heralded a new era of racial harmony. But it didn't quite turn out that way. Adeline Sear has the story.
When France won its first and only World Cup on July 12, 1998, the nation erupted in delirium. More than a million people descended on the Champs-Élysées to celebrate. Alban Traquet is a reporter for France's leading sports daily, L'Équipe. He says it was a historic moment for the country.
The two major moments of collective euphoria in terms of crowds on the street are the liberation of Paris in 1944 and the World Cup victory in 1998.
A new documentary looks back at the 20 years since the win that made all of France proud. It features interviews with players from that legendary team, including defender Lilian Thuram, who has this burning question.
La victoire de la Coupe du Monde a été un moment essentiel dans le questionnement.
The World Cup victory was a defining moment for questioning what we are as French people, he says. The French team was composed of players of different colors and different religions. Can we also accept this in our society outside of sports? Thuram was one of several black players on the team. In addition, there was the iconic Zinedine Zidane, the French player of Algerian descent. People nicknamed the team Black Blanc Beurre, white, black, and Arab, a play on the French flag's colors, blue, white, and red. Many politicians would parade the team's image as a shining example of a successful, multicultural France.
Moi, je me rappelle le lendemain, le 13 juillet, de femmes qui...
Reporter Alban Traquet remembers that the day after the victory, he saw two women carrying a flag bearing both French and Algerian national colors. He says it displayed a spirit of cultural togetherness, but it didn't last. In fact, 4 years later, Jean-Marie Le Pen, the far-right leader of the National Front, stunned France by advancing to the second round of the presidential election. He didn't win, but in the past, he had famously criticized the French team for including players from, quote, foreign countries.
Pour ma part, j'étais assez sceptique, contrairement aux gens.
Louis-Georges Tin says he was always skeptical of this idea of a multiracial team somehow bringing France together. Tin is with the group CRAN, a coalition of black associations. He says even though today's national team includes a more diverse roster of players than in 1998, the racism that you saw 20 years ago still persists, especially in sports.
Avec Yannick Noah,
it was the case with tennis champion Yannick Noah, for example, he says. When he won, it was France won, and when he lost, it was the Cameroonian lost again. It happens all the time, including in soccer and its national team. When the Black Blanc Beurre team won, it was a win for France, and when they lost, it was, there are too many blacks in the French team. Even worse, says Stein, is when soccer players are the target of racial slurs.
Aujourd'hui en France, lorsque des joueurs noirs interviennent sur le stade,
today in France, when black players enter the stadium, you can often hear some fans making monkey noises, he says. There have even been cases where a player got sanctioned instead of the offenders when he complained to the referee. Just last month, there was a violent incident in Corsica. When a soccer team from Le Havre arrived to play a game, their bus was attacked by local fans who threw rocks and chanted racist insults. There were more insults during the game. France's Professional Soccer League says it's investigating. Reporter Alban Traquet says it's true the Black Blanc Beurre spirit of 1998 didn't lead to significant progress on racial attitudes, but he says some things have changed. He says the team inspired many talented young players from disadvantaged backgrounds to pursue the sport professionally.
Il y a une chose qui est sûre, comme le football, le sport le plus populaire
What is certain is that soccer is one of the most popular sports today and that it's inclusive. For kids in training clubs, they learn that the best members play. It's obvious today when you see that we have a very diverse French national team and it's the best players who are in it.
For the world, Aline Cyr, Paris.